a month and a half ago, when I was talking with worship team members about this service, I was also working with the COVID task force to create a new version of our strategic plan, a version that generated excitement in both of those groups, worship and the task force, about having in-person worship happen again soon. We were then in this very high risk category, and the last version of the plan, the previous one, had us still doing everything online during that category. But this new version offers the possibilities of meeting in small groups and having a limited number of people in the sanctuary for worship. We thought we might have some of you all in here with me this morning, that we might be able to light candles to represent Bridget's fire, that we might be able to share her blessing of creativity together. And then Omicron hit, and here we are, together, yes, but not in this space. I'm still preaching to a camera in an empty sanctuary. You're still watching me on a screen. Outside, it is cloudy. It's a dreary time. The days are getting longer, yes, but the dark still comes way too early. There's been snow and melt and ice, so everything is covered in salt and sand, gray and dull brown, and it is cold. Many of us are starting to feel in our bodies how tired we are of winter, of COVID, of how ready we are for spring and a new way. The layer of isolation the continuing pandemic brings adds even more of the same kind of restlessness and exhaustion we tend to feel most this time of year. Oh, bright Bridget, I need you now more than any time I have ever known. The goddess Bridget is associated with inspiration, poetry, healing, creativity, all areas in which I am feeling pretty darn depleted right now. This is one of the things I love about earth-centered spiritualities and religions, how deeply they get the connection between our states of mind and spirit and the cycles of nature, the turning of the wheel of the year, as many pagans say. Winter is dark and cold and often uninspiring. And I feel dark and cold and not terribly inspired. Bridget is also the goddess of metalsmithing, bending, shaping, molding with fire. I had a friend who's a blacksmith, and he once gave me the beginner's lesson in shaping metal. He thinks of the forge as a place he gets to dance with the four elements, as he calls it, the earth of the metal, the air feeding the flames, the fire in the forge, and the water to occasionally cool it down. He taught me how to push air into the fire to make a ball of intensely concentrated heat inside the bowl that holds the wood. The fire is in the middle. He taught me how to selectively regulate the temperature by dripping water onto different places in the forge, and how to heat the metal that I want to bend inside the ball of fire so it softens enough to be worked like clay, another earth, and how to use an anvil and a hammer to bend and to shape the metal. It feels good physically when you get the rhythm of getting that hammer just in the right place and just with the right amount of force, which is less than you would think it takes. A good metaphor, right? I love fire, as many of you know, but I reflected after this lesson about how I'd often thought of fire as a thing in and of itself, right? I go out to make a bonfire simply for the sake of having a bonfire. My friend, in his wisdom, reflected back that this wasn't really true, that I use fire every day to do many things, including one of the things I love, to cook food. Right. We use fire ritually at the beginning of the year to help us seal our intentions, and I often talk about the power of fire in that service. What I don't often talk about is the cleansing power of fire, as Deb, our worship associate today, as Deb put it when we talked about this service, how it's used in prescribed burns in prairies and savanna ecosystems in the spring to clear out the dead tops of the plants and to prepare the soil for new growth. And more than that, how it feels to be someone who lights that fire or helps guide it to the places we want it to be. I have gotten to do that as well. As fire serves to optimize the growing conditions for the plants, it's also a vehicle for creativity and empowerment for the land manager applying it. Deb also said that fever is a cleansing fire in our bodies. Its purpose is to burn out, she said, the invading bacteria or viruses by creating conditions where they can't reproduce. In the Celtic seasonal calendar, Bridget's holiday, the Sabbat of Imbolc, marks the beginning of the lambing season and signals the beginning of spring and the stirrings of new life. It is fail breed, the quickening of the year. The original word Imbolc means in the belly of the mother. And so things are pregnant, expectant at this time, and only just barely visible, if at all, like the very gentle curve of a just showing pregnancy. And that especially tender time in pregnancy when nobody but you needs to know that there's life growing inside you, when that life is at its most precarious, when hope begins to stir. It's a promise of renewal, of hidden potential, of earth awakening and life force stirring. It is not warm and bright yet, but it will be. At Imbolc, we welcome the growth of the returning light and witness life's insatiable appetite for rebirth. It's time to let go of the past and look into the future, clearing out the old, making both outer and inner space for new beginnings. Oh, bright Bridget, lead me through my adversity into the bright day and the starry night. Your bidding brought me here, and I count upon you to guide me. Make steady in me the courage to succeed and the compassion to lead. Help me to find the strength and the art to follow. So I've been thinking about things I can do to help bring along that state of mind and spirit that this change in season, this barely perceptible change in season offers. And I invite you to consider some of these as well, to kindle the fire, right, as it were, and to take the power to bend and shape some things in my life, to get into that groove where it feels exactly right when hitting that iron with that hammer. Spring clean. I can hunt down those dust bunnies and banish those piles of papers and turn those to-do lists into one list instead of 8 or 10 or however many I have floating around the house. And commit to checking one off. Maybe just one to start. Move a piece of furniture or rearrange a whole room. I can go through my closet and gather up those things that I haven't worn in 2 years and bring them to St. Vinny's, and actually bring them to St. Vinny's. I can go for a walk, and I can go to a place maybe I don't typically go. I can reach out to a friend I haven't talked with in a while. I can doodle. I can color with this new set of markers I received as a holiday gift and haven't even opened yet. I can plan my garden. I can sign up for my CSA. I can try a new recipe. I can make a bonfire and maybe burn some things or symbols of things I want to clear out to make way for something new. I can start arranging the sanctuary to prepare for the in-person worship that I know we're going to have. I can make a list of these and other things I can do to turn my internal cycle to match the seasonal one. I can begin to hope that the things I can do to recreate and renew myself will also help me co-create and renew the world. And that's too big to think about right now. So I can go home and maybe dust. It's a lot. Is your list as overwhelming as mine is? As my friend Laura advised me yesterday, I can just pick one thing. Do just one thing. Even if that one thing is getting out of bed. And that accomplishment can offer me the power to go ahead and think about doing another thing. And while I'm working up the energy to do things, I can notice the things that happen around me. I can watch and listen for them, and sometimes they just happen without any attention, and they draw me. When they do happen, I can stop and notice them and let them sink in. Early this morning, as I was sitting in my kitchen with my candle and a cup of tea and my laptop, struggling with the lack of inspiration I'm feeling the winter blues, trying to push through them so I could finish writing what I might say to you today. Heard a robin. Da-da, da-da, da-da. And I stopped. I closed my eyes. Took a breath. I let myself open. I didn't let myself open. I felt myself open just a little bit. Because yes, spring is coming. Slowly, quietly, mostly imperceptibly right now. But it is. Because it always does. And we will all be here to witness it. Wow. May it be so. And may we be so.